Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Chauda Hare Bol. Hadiva, 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 Gaura Hadiva. Ajaya, Ajaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Prabhupada. Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Jayo Prabhupada. Jayo Mr. Bhad. Padi Pashachari Satarni. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So how do you all feel? Very good?
Happy.
Very happy?
Yes.
That's good. And is everyone understanding me? Or is there need for translation?
Yeah.
Translation is arranged?
But
everyone?
As the behoefte is for the vertaling, can it gedaan worden? Degene die niet verstaat, wie verstaat geen Engels? Kan iemand dan achterop alleen vertalen, gewoon in een, bij een groepje? Zal het lukken?
Ja,
lukken
gaat.
Ja, oké. Okay. Only the Matajis.
Oké.
Okay. Someone is translating.
In that corner?
Yes.
Oké. Okay. Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy to be here again in your transcendental Hare Krishna center here in The Hague. And this afternoon we want to read and discuss Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And when the book was put in front of me, it opened, and there is one verse here, which is the perfect verse. So I will simply speak from this verse as it has manifested. And this is from chapter 9,
This chapter is called The Most Confidential Knowledge. I don't know if you have learned this, but Srila Prabhupada explained that Bhagavad Gita can be divided into three parts. So the middle part, chapters 7 through chapters 12, are especially essential for the bhaktas, for the devotees. Chapters 1 through 6 and chapters 13 through 18, they're also, is not to say they're not important. And they also present very essential instructions on bhakti yoga. But in chapters 1 through 6 and 13 through 18, there is also presentation for those who are inclined to karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga also. Now Krishna's intention is to bring them to the path of bhakti. But in this middle section of 6 chapters, 18 chapters altogether, so middle 6, Krishna is especially focusing only on bhakti. So it can be seen in a sense that just like fruit, for example, like mango, you have covering, you see, and inside is the nectar. So something like that with Bhagavad Gita. First 6 chapters, last 6 chapters, that is something like covering, protective covering. And the real sweet essence is in the center. So now we are speaking from chapter 9. So this is coming in just about in the middle of the middle. If the middle, nectarian middle, is chapters 7 through 12, then 9 is falling in the middle of the middle, and therefore it is called the most confidential knowledge. And from this 9th chapter, as I said, the book opened to text number 3. So I want to read this to you, and we will hear Srila Prabhupada's translation and his purport, and then I will offer a comment in the form of this class. So this chapter 9, verse 3 reads, first in Sanskrit, Ashadadhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nibartante mrityu saṃsāra vartmani. Now we can hear what this means. You kindly repeat after me. Ashadadhana, those who are faithless, purusha, such persons, dharmasya, toward the process of religion, asya, this, parantapa, O killer of the enemies, aprapya, without obtaining, mam, me, nibartante, come back, mrityu, of death, saṃsāra, in material existence, bartmani, on the path. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Bhaktivedānta Swāmī Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purport. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:31-14. Yuta toro mula nishechanena tripyanti totskunda bujo pakashaha prano paharachcha yatindriyanam tutaiva sarvartanam achuteja. This means, by giving water to the root of a tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs, and leaves. And by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the personality of Godhead. If one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is faith. Now, the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our missionary activity that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive. And as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti, or service to Krishna, is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. And thus they are superior to the third class, who have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down. But when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third-class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency towards karma yoga and jnana yoga. And sometimes they are disturbed. But as soon as the infection of karma yoga or jnana yoga is vanquished, they become second-class or first-class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First-class attachment, second-class attachment, and third-class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, the 11th canto. those have no faith even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think it is simply eulogy, that means who think it's just nice words, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. So, once more, we'll read this verse. Ashradhana purusha dharmasya purantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Mukam kuruti bachalam mangam langayate grimya kripitanam mande shri gurun dinatadanam. So just previous to this verse, this is verse 3. In verse 2, an extremely important verse in itself, Krishna speaks of this confidential knowledge that he is going to give Arjuna in this chapter 9. So he says, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmam Susukam Kartam Avyam. This is the nature of what Krishna is teaching in Bhagavad Gita. It's being described here. That Raja Vidya, you know this word, Vidya, means knowledge or education. The root Vid we find in Veda. This root Vid is in many languages. Video, even. Video means I see. In Latin language, and has come now, video is something you watch on your television set, but video in Latin language means I see. So this means knowledge. Just like if I'm explaining something to you, some difficult point, you can't quite follow it, but I keep on explaining, and you have some questions and I answer them, then finally you say, oh, I see. I see. Another root is from Greek, id, as we hear in the Greek word idea, which comes, we say in English, idea. So when you grasp something in your mind, when you know something, then you say, oh yes, I have an idea of what you mean. Yes. You see, so these roots are there in many languages. So Krishna says, he's using this word vidya, which means knowledge or to see, to know, to have a good idea or a good grasp of a thing. But in front of this word vidya, he says raja. Now raja means king. So there are so many fields of knowledge, so many departments of knowledge. So many things to know, so many ideas are out there in this world. But Krishna says, what I'm teaching here is the king of knowledge. It is the supreme knowledge. And he also says, Raja Guyam. Now, Guya means secret. So again, Raja. It is the most secret of all secrets. In other words, this is not something that just anyone and everyone can easily understand. And in the next verse, we hear Srila Prabhupada's explanation of why. People come to this Krishna consciousness to learn. But if they don't have full faith, what does that mean? Prabhupada reveals that in his purport. If they don't have full faith, it's because they have another motive. They have some other idea that they're carrying with them. You know, I heard about, one often hears about, there's some famous music school where the candidates who come to learn to play musical instrument, piano, violin, whatever. So they come for interview, and the teacher, the master, he asks them, So, have you already learned to play this instrument? And if the person says yes, then he says, I'm sorry. Then you should go somewhere else. If the person says no, yes, you can be my student. Because the point is, he's not bringing any idea of with him of how to play this instrument. The master wants to teach him from very beginning what it really means to play this instrument. So Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that there are people who come with their own idea of what dharma, that is the word used in the verse we read before, dharma syasya parantapad, so dharma. They have their own preconception of what dharma, religion, the path to God is about. And their reasoning is actually selfish. They're looking at religion, yes, but they're looking, what can I get from it? What is there for me? How will I satisfy my interests? You see? And so if they maintain that idea, hetu, because pure bhakti is called ahaituki. It means there's no such kind of motive, selfish motive. Hetu means cause in the Sanskrit language, or reason. So if you bring your own cause why you're interested in Krishna consciousness, your own reason for wanting to know about this process, then that becomes an obstacle. Because pure devotional service is haituki. Because these reasons we bring with us from our impure past, that's, as we heard, means karma yoga, jnana yoga. What is Rupa Goswami says? Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. That all other desires, anya bilashita, that means other desires, except to serve Krishna, shunyam, they must be nullified. Jnana karmadi. Jnana means, pious works with a fruitive result. That I'm doing a good deed, I'm doing something that the scriptures approve, but with the calculation, when I do this, then I will get that. You see? It's like, many of you are from Indian background. I suppose many are coming from Suriname, but before Suriname, your family was coming from India. And so the main religion in India is, of course, Hinduism. And I have spent so much time in India and have seen the Hindu religion practiced all over India by so many different kinds of people. And largely, the Hindu religion is all about going to temple, different temples of different devatas, with a prayer, they're doing puja. It all looks very nice, lighting the deep and saying the prayer, doing the puja, offering dhoop and all these things they're doing, ringing the bell, bowing down, all these nice things. This is constitutes dharma, but there is hetu behind it. There is motivation. I'm here because I want some material thing, and this God should give it. That's why that is where my faith is resting. You see, that is what is bringing. That is the level of his faith. I'm here doing this, trusting that this God will satisfy my desires. What desires? For wealth, for fame, for sense gratification, calm, such things, material things. And so this kind of faith is so weak. It is so weak because it's depending on material result. And we find in this Bhagavad Gita, the whole message of Bhagavad Gita is give that up. See? So Krishna is God. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. This is made very clear, for example, in the 11th chapter of Gita, universal form. Krishna displays his Vishwarup, and you see within that Vishwarup all the other devatas are there as his amsas. Shiva is mentioned. All the devatas are there within Krishna. So he is the supreme Purna Bhagavan. And his instruction in this Gita again and again and again and again throughout the whole book is that you must give up this attachment. It's called Chaktva in the language of Gita. Chaktva pal, give up the fal, give up the result of your activity for me. But if that's what you want, like in this language of this verse we heard, prapya means to take. So if that's what you want, that's what your prapya is, that by my puja, by my worship, by my prayer, I'll get money. That will be my prapya. That will be my attainment. Money, fame, position, honor, beautiful wife, or nice children coming, or whatever material thing. If that is your prapya, then Krishna says, aprapya mam. Aprapya mam. Then you'll not get me. You see? You can get those things, but what is the use of those things? Because they are temporary. They'll not last. But you, Krishna says, jiva bhuta sanatana, you are eternal. And he says, mama aivangsa, you are part of me, you belong to me. But if you run after these temporary material things, then aprapya mam, you cannot attain me. You cannot achieve your actual position, your real position. Therefore, this dharma that is being told in Bhagavad Gita is called sanatana dharma. It is not mitya dharma. It is not naimitika dharma. This all these temporary dharmas. Like we see in Bengal when they have the Durga Puja. So Bengalis are very well known throughout India and the world for their artistic abilities. So they are making these beautiful murtis of Durga. Goddess Durga with 10 hands, goddess Kali, Kali Ma, with her 10 arms. Beautiful murtis they make from clay and from straw. And they paint them and decorate them. And in every village, during these 9 days of Durga Puja, you'll see in every village they have made a shrine and they have put the murti there, or many murtis they'll have there. And they're doing kirtan, chanting Mangal Chandi and all these prayers to Durga and praying, Ma, please give us money. Ma, please give us. I am taking my examination in college. I want to get good grade. Please, Ma, reward me so I can pass very nicely my examination. This, that. They're all praying. 9 days. And then, day number 10, if you go to the Ganga River, you'll see all these murtis being carried by the water to Bay of Bengal. They have thrown them. Puja finished. Throw the murti away. So you see, this is largely what Hinduism is. Mostly this is what you see. Everything motivated by material desire. So this is not Bhagavad Gita. This is not Raja Vidya Raja Guyam. This is why it is Guyam. This is why it is so difficult to understand. Not that Krishna is keeping it a secret. It's not in that sense Guyam, that Krishna doesn't want to tell. You know, normally we think secret means there's something the person doesn't want to tell. But Krishna is telling the whole world the secret. Therefore, Prabhupada said it's open secret. It is very clear what Krishna is saying, but we don't want to know it. We don't want to know it as it is. And therefore, you see, this is our ignorance. Prabhupada pronounced this word ignorance. In his way, expert use of language, he would say ignorance.
Yeah.
So, in English language, when you don't want to see something, that is say, you say, to ignore. I'm ignoring. Like, a person comes in whom you don't like. You see? Say you've had some argument, some unpleasant thing with that person. And now the person has come. You see, here you have narrow hallway. See, so you're trying to walk out and door opens and this person comes in. But because of this unpleasant relationship, you ignore him. You just walk by, not even looking. You see, just as if he's not there. So you know he's there. He knows you know he's there. But ignorance. This is the thing. Ignorance. So Prabhupada said, message of Gita is very clear, and those who are intelligent, even though they're rascals, they know what Krishna is saying. They just ignore it. Like I can tell you about one man. He became professor, you see, because in 1970s I was on BBT library party. So we used to go to the universities in the United States and later here in Europe. And we were selling Prabhupada's books as if we were professional book salesmen. We used to wear suit. We didn't go as devotees. And we had business card, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And we'd show these professors and libraries Prabhupada's books. And we had collected reviews of these books from big men. So it's very impressive. And in this way we encouraged all these schools to buy Prabhupada's books for their, you know, studies of Sanskrit and Indology, religion, philosophy, like that. So anyway, Syracuse, which is a city in New York, so there's a University of Syracuse, and I was there with another devotee, and there is this one professor there. His name is Agananda Bharati. Now that sounds to you like Indian name, but he's not Indian. He's originally from Austria, from Vienna. So how did he get this name, Agananda Bharati? He, as a young man, went to India. And he wanted to become initiated as Mayavadi sannyasi. He was fascinated with Mayavadi philosophy. So this was before Prabhupada came to the West. So this was a very special thing. You see, it's a very special thing for a Western man to go to India. He entered some ashram, Mayavadi ashram, in the Bharati Sampradaya of sannyasis. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted sannyas from Keshava Bharati, which is the same line. There are 10 in Shankara tradition, 10 lines of sannyas that one can be initiated in. So he was accepted by the Bharati Ashram. And he became Brahmachari and he studied the Vedanta. They basically study Vedanta Sutra and Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita. This is the order of Shankaracharya. So because this man's staunch Mayavadi already before coming to India. So when he had to study Bhagavad Gita, you see, his guru, the acharya of this ashram, was every day having Gita class. And everyone was supposed to attend. So he was reading this book, and then he went to his acharya after some days, and he said, Gurudev, can you tell me why we are studying Bhagavad Gita? You see, I have come all the way from Europe, from Austria, to learn this Advaita Vedanta, this Nirvishesha knowledge, becoming one with God, merging into God, realizing Aham Brahmasmi, I am God, Tattvamasi, I am Him, I am that. But now I read this Gita, and I see that is not the message of this book. This book is not teaching that philosophy. This book is teaching that God is person and we are his servant and we should surrender to him and love him. So why are we reading this book? And the Mayavadi Acharya said, what can I tell you? Shankaracharya said we must read this book, so we read this book. So Sripad Shankaracharya, actually, he is Mahadev Lord Shiva. He is great devotee. But he came to preach to these impersonalists. And you see, this was what he did. He inserted. He spoke in his Mayavadi philosophy, but he said, you must read Gita. So this man, he was an outsider. So he being from outside Westerner, he was questioning this tradition. Why you read this book? It's not about monism. It's not an Advaitist text. And the Acharya had no answer, actually. He also he knew this too. No, but our Pratishtacharya has said we must read this, so we do it. So this is my point. My point is, Gita is open secret. Gita is clear. Prabhupada says the original verses are clear enough. The only reason there's need of commentary is that so many rascals have tried to cover the original meaning with their own nonsense commentary. So therefore Vaishnavas have to write commentary to point out these wrong interpretations. But if we look at the verses itself, language is clear enough. So Krishna says it is guyam, it is confidential. Because people don't want this. We're in this material world. Why? Because we don't want to surrender to God. That's the reason we're here. But God is coming by his mercy and saying, no, you cannot become happy here. You surrender to me. And this knowledge, Krishna is teaching, pavitram idam. It is the purest. That means it purifies us if we hear it. You see, therefore, Srila Prabhupada says this faith is so important. We heard this. Faith, we get this faith if we associate with devotees. If we associate with devotees, what happens? We hear. We hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha. We hear, and this hearing is Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. This is the purifying to the heart. It rids the heart of all abhadra, all inauspicious things. So then, see, just by hearing, going on hearing, then the faith gets stronger and stronger. That means the heart is becoming more and more pure. Then, finally, pratyashravagamam dharmam. What this line means is that one will get the eyes to see Krishna. One day, the heart becomes so pure that the spiritual senses of the soul manifest. That means spiritual eyes. Now we have material eyes and material ears. All senses material, but the root of our sensory power is the soul, consciousness. So one day that will become uncovered. And then, pratyaksha, you know this word. Aksha. Aksha means I in Sanskrit. And prati means to come close. So this is what happens when we see something. It means our eye, our vision, and the object come together. Prati. So this is the symbol, pratyaksha, symbol of all sense perception. When we hear something, our ear and the sound come together. Prati. So pratyaksha. So in this way, we're seeing each other in this room. We're all within one another's vision and hearing. So as plain as day, we say. You know, it's very clear who's in this room, who's here today. You walk out on the street, you see the street, you see all the cars, you see the people. This is pratyaksha. You see? So what Krishna is saying is, here, that one day you will be able to see me like that. One day you will be able to see the absolute truth like that, just as we are seeing each other face to face, just as we can walk outside and see the street. One day we will see Krishna like that. Pratyaksha. Sri Padramanujacharya has given a very nice phrase for this. Dibya Pratyaksha. Dibya means divine. So divine perception. And this is the state of complete purity. So this is by this vidya that Krishna is teaching. Pavitram idam uttamam. We become purified, then we get this pratyaksha, dibya pratyaksha. And finally, conclusion, susukam kartam avyayam. And when you have this pratyaksha, when your senses are directly engaged in Krishna's transcendental form, name, form, qualities, activities, nama, rupa, guna, lila, rasa, relationship, when you are directly in touch with those things through purified senses, susukam, then you will know what is happiness. You see? Happiness is not, drinking some alcohol, beer, wine. Happiness is not going to discotheque, dancing the night away. Happiness is not watching some nonsense television show. Happiness is not here. What does Krishna say about here? About this present level of our material sense perception? He says, all that is here is simply janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Birth, death, disease, old age. Therefore, what are you seeing here? Dukkha. Dukkha doshanu darshanam. That is your darshan. That is what you are seeing. Simply dukkha, simply suffering. But because we admire, we're thinking, no, it is nice. No, there are nice things happening here. What? But everything is leading to death. You see? Every step of the way. Every tick of the clock is just bringing us closer to death. You may be dancing in disco, whatever. You see? But tick, 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 tick. It's like time bomb. You see? Now all this terrorism in the world. Everyone's afraid, you see? Someone will put bomb in discotheque or airport or someplace. So, but it is like that. Our life is exactly like that. There is, inside this heart is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. You see? Like you're going to an airport to board plane. And if you have suitcase, and they have these inspectors, and the inspector hears from your suitcase, tick, 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 tick. He will call, guards will come, they will surround you. Open this! What is inside? Yeah, it may just be clock, but they are so nervous. Worried about bomb. But there is a ticking coming from inside this body. Tick, 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 tick. And one day, yes, one day, death. Death will explode from that ticking. One day, that heart will stop. So everything we're doing is just leading to that. So this, therefore Krishna says, be intelligent. Dukkha doshanu darshanam. See the reality of what is happening here. But if we become purified by this knowledge, and susukam kartam avyam. So this is what Krishna said in the verse before, describing what he is teaching. And then in the verse which is the subject of today's verse, text 3, Krishna is saying how we must receive the teaching. Because Krishna is teaching this excellent first-class transcendental knowledge. Fine. But what is our response? How do we react? So he's saying that if we are at Atshadadhana, if we are not faithful to this, then we will deviate. Dharmasyasya parantapa. We will not be able to follow Krishna's instructions. And apraapya mam nivartante will not achieve him. Mrtyu sangsaravatmani. What we will achieve is again birth and death. So what Krishna is pointing out, that yes, I am teaching this perfect knowledge, but there is something you must do from your side to take advantage of this. It is not simply because Krishna is speaking, then the whole world shall become purified, everyone shall become pure devotee in their sleep, in whatever they're doing or thinking, doesn't matter, because God has spoken, everyone will become pure. No, because there is relationship with God. You see? Sometimes people ask this question, you see? If God is God, He's all powerful. You see? So then why so many people have rejected God? Why has God allowed that? You see? But you see, this is not God's nature. God is not a big Hitler in the sky. You see, when Hitler spoke, then everyone in Germany had to go, Jawohl! You see? They had to agree. There was no alternative. So when he was speaking, everyone had to follow. But that is not love. That's not love. That's fear. That's tyranny. And God is not a tyrant. God loves us. He loves everyone. He loves everyone right now. He loves those of us here in this room, yes, who are His devotees or interested in becoming His devotees. But He also loves all those who are outside, who don't come here. He loves every living entity. He loves the cat and the dog. He loves the AIDS virus. He loves every living entity because every living entity is spirit soul. But what is the problem? The problem is again, we have turned away from Krishna. Krishna bahirmukh kahan bhogavanchakari. Bahirmukh. Mukh means face. Bahir means outside. Antara means inside. So spiritual life is antara. Again, guyam, it is inside, it is confidential. You see, just like Upanishads. Upanishad. Shat means shad, means the truth, absolute truth. Krishna, sat, satva, satya, all these words, you see, means the supreme truth, that is Krishna. And upani means to come close to. And what this Upanishad means, it actually means you must be initiated by Guru. These Upanishads, they're not understandable. This Gita is called Gita Upanishad. For the same reason. And Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. This is spiritual knowledge. So one must be initiated into it. One must hear this from Guru. And one must surrender to Guru, follow Guru. It requires complete commitment. It is not just some like newspaper knowledge that you just, you know, read, oh yes, very good, throw away. You see, and then you talk a little bit with friends, oh, today I read the newspaper, blah, blah, blah. And after 3 days you've forgotten it anyway. You see, Gita is not like that. This knowledge, again, pavitram, it is meant to purify our heart. But yashavagamam dharmam, so we can see God face to face. Susukkam karta, so we can achieve that supreme happiness, love of God. So this is serious business. So, therefore, yes, we have to be initiated into that process. So this is the difficulty, is that we have turned away. Krishna bahir mukkahan, bhoga vanchakari, being interested in bhoga, sense gratification. Nikata sta maya japatiya dari. And now we are grabbed by maya. Now maya has seized us and is holding us tightly in her grip. The form of, I mentioned Bengal. So their favorite form, many people, they worship maya in these forms of Durga and especially Kali, Kali Ma. in Bengal, she's very, very popular. Now, Kali Ma, she's a ferocious goddess. Prabhupada said, this is the destructive side of God's power. So she's a goddess with three eyes, three glaring eyes, one in the middle, wild hair, and she's as black as night. Black as the darkest night. And she has 10 arms, and she has a long red tongue, and she has big teeth, and she has weapons in every hand. All different, a trident and chopper and axe and every kind of weapon she has. And then you see, always she's depicted, she's treading on some person, some asura. This is a person who wants to enjoy her. And she's stepping on, crushing him like a bug under her foot. And around her neck, she has garland of severed heads. She has been cutting heads with her weapons and making, stringing them on garlands and wearing them. And she is the personification of this material nature. They address her as Kali Ma. She's our mother, yes, from her. We take birth, all living entities, but she's also our destroyer. The same mother is killing us too. This is the natural course of things in life. We're born and then we die. This is what it means. If Kali is your ma, you may be very happy she gave you a body, but she's also going to take it away too. So, we're in the grip, Krishna Bahira. We have turned away from Krishna, now we are in the grip of this goddess, ferocious goddess. But, her one name of this goddess is Vaishnavi. She is also a devotee of Krishna. So why is she doing this? Why is she taking all these spirit souls and tormenting them so? Because she wants to wake them up. But this is not happiness. You are coming to surrender to me for material things. But I will torment you. I will pierce you. She has her trisul, her trident. And these three points, these are the klesha traya, three miseries of material life. Adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidaivika. Adhyatmika means just your body and mind alone are enough klesha, enough suffering. You see? Just never mind anything else. Your own body, you sit there and you feel, you see, just sitting there you feel uncomfortable, you have to move, you see, every once in a while I have to shift, because it becomes painful to sit in one place. Therefore people in the hospital, see, if they have to lay in a hospital bed for many days, the nurse has to come to move them, because they get bed sores. Or they're just laying in one place, but that will cause sores on the body. So the body itself is a place of misery, old age, disease, death. The mind also is a place of so much distress. And then you add to it adibhautika, the other living entities, other human beings, but all other creatures. And then there's so much more misery. You see, some other human being, other person is telling, I don't like you. You go away from me or I will beat you. Or some mosquito is coming bzzz, and biting, and then we have to scratch. You see, or some AIDS virus is coming inside. So many dangers from other living entities. And then finally, adidaivika means the great nature. Just like I've come from India, 6 months in India, I've come to Holland. It's May, it's supposed to be summertime. This is not summer for me, this is winter. So I'm thinking, what is this? It's so cold. This is adidaivika klesh. Sufferings imposed by nature, great nature. Too hot, too cold, not enough water, drought, or too much water, flood, these kind of things. Hurricane, earthquake, you see. Just like somewhere I read, just the other day, there was earthquake in some place.
Algeria.
Yeah, Algeria. Over 1,000 people killed. Oh, yeah, it's always going up. Last news report, 1,000, now they say 2,000. So, this is Adi Daivika Klesh. Hmm? Daiva means the demigods. They're doing these things. So, these Klesha Trayi, 3 points of her Trisul, she is poking us, piercing us. This is, and the reason is to wake us up, you nonsense rascal. You are devotee of Krishna. She is devotee, you see. So she wants us, wake up and serve Krishna. I am serving Krishna. That's why I'm doing this to you. This is my service. So you wake up and you serve Krishna and I'll not do this anymore. So, vimrtyu sangsara vartmani, because we have turned away from Krishna, therefore, we've accepted this path of birth and death. Yes, so now we have to turn back to Krishna. And this verse in purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining different stages when we try to turn back to Krishna. So he's spoken of 3 levels. And this is important for us to understand. Actually, it is indicated in another verse of Gita, where Krishna says first, Manushyanam sahasreshu, kaschid mam yatasiddhaye yatatam pisidanam kaschid mam meti tatvataha. So he's telling there that most people, thousands and thousands of people, you'll find that hardly anyone is interested in what he calls siddhi or perfection. This siddhi means a liberation, to get free of birth and death. Most people are lazy and crazy, what can I say? They're spiritually lazy, and therefore they are crazy, they're mad after this maya, you see, mad after sense enjoyment. They're not thoughtful, they're not thinking, they're not reflective. They just see something to enjoy and like dogs and cats, you see, just running after it. So most people, Krishna says, are like that. So out of this category of people who are very much inclined to sense gratifications, who are very, very shallow thinkers, who, you know, dull in the brain. The brain is dull. Now, some of these people may become interested in Krishna consciousness. Some of them, but not for siddhi, not for attaining perfection. You see? There's some other motivation. Like Prabhupada gives the example. They're economically suffering. And they may see the devotees have nice temple, big temple, and devotees are earning, they're getting Lakshmi from different activities, businesses. And so they may think, I can get involved in this also. And I can, first, you know, there may be some little sincerity. Yes, let me join these people, but especially they're interested in how you're making this money. And so they enter the devotees association. And this is what they're looking at. You see? When class is going on, they're